Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Animac here from Anime Outpour, and welcome to another episode of the Rant Cafe Anime Podcast. Thankfully, I am doing the intro again today.
You didn't even give me a chance last time. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Here we have today, we have Truck and Briggs.
Truck and Briggs.
Welcome back. And actually, Briggs is currently, as we are recording this, in the middle of a subathon, right, Briggs?
Yes, sir. I'm not leaving.
So what is this? You know, explain the concept. And also, how did you decide to do it? Because I didn't even know you were doing it. I just saw randomly you started. Like, did you planning it, or did you just decide one day I'm gonna like just stream until?
I try and do a subathon 2 to 3 times a year, just to like increase like the sub count and make some fun content. I honestly do enjoy it. It's a little bit crazy, but it's fun to see. Like, I have to stream my entire life. Like, when I go to hockey, I drive to hockey, stream the game, drive home. Same thing with volleyball. If I want to go and get ramen really badly, we're going on a road trip, boys. So it's very different. Like, I think I might do that today. Like, it's very different from my normal streams. And it kind of makes me push. I don't know. I feel like you connect more with your viewers and you make extra money, which is always good.
Yeah, because Briggs basically, I was just like popping in on his streams, and like he'll be like in the car with like a dash cam talking to people, or he'll be, you know, playing sports and has a camera pointed at him while he's doing it, or he's sleeping. Like this morning, I was like, is he gonna get up on time for Rant Cafe? So I was watching him. He was sleeping like 20 minutes before, and I was like, no, he's not gonna get up.
Like, okay. you could literally check on me. Like, every
that's
aspect
the funniest
of my
thing.
Every aspect of my life, other than going to the bathroom and showering, is on stream. Like, last night, I usually play One Piece D&D for, like, the boys while I'm sleeping. But last night, I'm like, I am tired. I've been literally, like, nonstop doing things for the last 14 to 15 hours. I need to sleep. I just need to lie down. So I was in bed watching anime. I put it in my Discord server. On the actual Twitch stream, it said nothing. It just said, join the Discord server to watch anime with Briggs. And we're just chilling watching anime. Because I just need a mental break. Like, I was mentally and physically exhausted yesterday. But today I'm feeling good. The power of G Fuel, boys.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a few things I want to talk about today. One, let's talk about Chainsaw Man. Is it anime of the year? And why is it not? And also, I want to talk about VTubing a bit. Because Truck Sean, you've been VTubing for how long now?
3 months as of like yesterday.
So I would love to just get the like an insider or like some insight on that. Because it just seems like everyone is becoming a VTuber nowadays. Fucking Animax VTuber. Who would have thought?
Well, I have a VTuber model, but I don't really.
Yeah.
Like, he's not actively as a VTuber.
Yeah. I'm just,
I wouldn't consider Animax part of the VTuber community, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm just a corporate plant, you know. I'm just here like cosplaying as a VTuber. But yeah, it is interesting because last week we had Jonah Scott on, and he is a established anime voice actor who became a VTuber, and we have other ones Monarch, who is Amelie, and she's also she was the voice of Uta, right? She was the voice of
Marin,
right? So like big characters in big anime, and she's also a very popular VTuber, and we have Sayu. He was a guest on the show before as well. So
I mean,
it's
very, very smart, right? Like, if you have a following, creating content on the side or doing some type of stuff to like really advertise yourself and build a fan base for yourself, it's smart, because at the end of the day, like, for English dubs, sometimes they don't get paid well. Sometimes there might
they
be like
get paid enough.
You might not get a role for a little while. Same with a lot of different things. So if you have a fan base, it's not a bad idea to, you know, start up a Twitch channel or a YouTube channel and just post a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Diversify, like, which is me and Animac were talking about yesterday. I feel like both me and him kind of struggled to diversify. Animac's got his YouTube, I got my Twitch, and we dabble with other stuff, but.
Right. And yeah, content creation as a whole, it's like, it's interesting. So like, there's the aspect of, you know, you have like the videos and it's very structured, and then you have the streams where it's very spontaneous and it's live, so literally anything can happen. But there is also some structure in that if you do structure or plan your streams out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like the diversity of the different types of content, and also being able to like, I like what Sayu does. He like takes like the thing. So like a lot of the Genshin community absolutely adores him because they adore his character that he voices and stuff. And he also like takes the content that he like he turns like a lot of his Genshin Impact stuff into different forms of content too. So like he's bilingual, so he speaks Spanish, and he'll do like Genshin Impact impressions in Spanish, and it's hilarious. Like, and it's very interesting. So like there's like a lot of different things that you can do with it, and it's interesting because I feel like a lot of people are very familiar with hearing like a lot of English voice actors, like they're used to hearing their voices. Mm-hmm. And you know, base them and kind of match them with the character that they play. But streaming and VTubing is a way to kind of like almost experience the person behind the voice in a way. Mm-hmm. And like, it's, you know, it's like, it's this person is more than just a voice. It's like a personality thing. And I don't know. It's like weebs have their voice actors. Like it, the real world has their celebrity. The world, like the weebdom vert, like the weebdom, you know, place has,
their voice actors.
Has their voice actors and their VTubers. You know,
or
like it's,
you know, we also just have our fictional characters that
we also
don't
just
exist.
Have our, exactly, that we have our fictional characters
that
we have
like
our
they are super super fans of and yeah. post about and change our display pictures to and
yep.
right. So it's mm-hmm. but with VTubing, like the it's crazy, but the waifus and the anime characters that like we love kind of come to life because at the end mm-hmm. of the day, like I don't know, VTubers are playing a character. It might be very similar to themselves. Over the top personification of themselves, but a lot of them have lore and stuff like that. I wanted to ask you, do you think there's like competition, a lot of competition between VTubers? Because it's like, I feel like if I'm watching one or two VTubers, I'm not going to be watching that many more, just personally myself. So it's like, I don't know.
I mean, it depends. I mean, there's a like, so VTubing is very, very vast in and of itself. So it's like, I mean, I guess physically, yeah, but there's also still, it's also still kind of a niche because there's a lot of people that don't know about it to this day. Like I think amongst the VTubing community, like there are so many VTubers now, especially after 2020, VTubing really kind of took off as a way for people to not show their face, but you know, want to still be expressive and show things behind more than just like a PNG or. And they wanted to, you know, add motion to things. So, yeah, I think I think there's like, I guess, I don't know. It depends on how you look at it, because I don't really look at it as like, you know, quote unquote competition. I think it's a very large community and it's a very saturated community.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends because like it is still kind of like its own small little world because you have your corporate VTubers. You know, under like Niji Sanji, Hololive, etc. And then, you know, there's a lot of indie VTubers that are getting their start and, you know, they only have themselves. And then, you know, there's like, you know, kind of like that whole like chance of luck of getting noticed by somebody larger or something like mm-hmm. that. And there are people that actually make like a, you know, that make a name for themselves. There are people that have pushed to partner without a lot of help from other people, like, you know, some of my friends that I know, like, hit partner this year, and, like, they built their community from the bottom up.
You have friends?
Wow!
Because if you do, you're not a real VTuber if you have friends.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. VTubers don't have friends. They have collaborators. Fuck you.
VTubers are introverted loners, okay?
I'm introverted. That doesn't mean that I have zero friends.
I will say though, Truckchan is right because even though within the anime community, I feel like VTubing is pretty huge now, and you know there seems to be more and more VTubers all the time. When I go out and like just interact with normal people,
You go out?
Yeah, sometimes.
You leave your house?
Rarely.
He touches grass.
But,
oh my god, he touches grass. You're not a real content creator. Wow.
Basically. There are people who are gamers, like friends that I have who are gamers who game online and everything. So they're not like, you know, completely out of the online world, but they don't really know VTubers. They're not familiar with the concept. And even if they've seen it, they don't know the name for it and stuff. which to me tells me that it's still pretty early. Kind of like with Bitcoin. When Bitcoin was starting, people within that space knew Bitcoin well. But if you ask a random person on the street, they don't. So I do think VTubing is still new. It's just that within the anime space, it's gotten much bigger. But there's still room there. And I mean, in terms of competition...
It's not even just anime, too.
In terms of competition, there is competition. But I will say that... And yeah, it is just anime, okay? Truck-chan, we've had this discussion before. If you're not an anime fan,
you're wrong.
A VTuber.
You're still
wrong.
End
of story. Anyway.
No, you're still wrong. Okay, who made you the god among VTubers, Mr. Part-time VTuber for a podcast?
Yeah, exactly. The point is, I feel like there's so many people out there who want to watch content at any time of day and night because of different time zones. So even though there is competition, I feel like there's always someone out there looking for someone to watch. So as long as you stream regularly and are entertaining, you're going to find an audience. And with the concept of raids on Twitch and stuff, I think VTubers support each other by raiding to each other and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's the same.
I would say I think about it like when I think of VTubers, like, oh, like maybe it's competition because like you can only have so many like anime characters that you like. But it's the same thing with streamers. And
same
I don't think about it that way. Like I'm a flesh tuber. I'm an IRL like real person here on stream. But I don't think about it that way because I'm at the end of the day, there's always more people that'll find your that can find your channel. Right.
That's true.
Like Twitch is big, but it's not that big. So if you bring, as people come into Twitch and as you bring in people to Twitch, like, I don't know. I guess you guys are right. There's so many people who don't even know of VTubers that are now discovering it. So if they discover you, then it's a new fan, right? Or a new viewer.
It's a new viewer. It's always somebody new. I was going to say just, you know, touching on like my personal experience streaming, like some of the people that like some, I have a recurring guest, like not guest, but like a recurring viewer. That had never heard of me before. They were familiar with like VTubers, kind of, but they just found me from their recommended page on Twitch during during their first week of me streaming. It wasn't like debut. It wasn't a special event. They just happened to find me while I was streaming
one day, and I'm the only
people that they like, one of the only VTubers that they follow. They're like, oh my god, I just like you.
That's amazing. People never find me from Twitch.
Yeah, I have had a few people like recognize me from Twitter. Obviously, it's like Twitter's the big one that I get a lot of people transfer to Twitch from. I haven't had anybody like transfer directly from TikTok. Usually, the people on TikTok that are on TikTok already come to my streams or whatnot. Mm-hmm. At least the people that interact with my stuff. And if they do come, they just don't say anything. You know, it's interesting, like, having growth on Twitch, like, getting put on, like, the recommended page during, like, a hype train or just, you know, because I happen to fit within somebody's categories that they like to choose. Like, it's very, very interesting. It's still very few and far between. But
yeah, like, the category of truck with boobs is quite popular, so you probably are pretty big there.
Yeah. No, definitely. There's a huge market for that, especially in the American truck simulator category. But yeah, again, Animac, here we are. Just yet again, you talking about me like I'm a fucking object. But anyway.
But isn't a truck an object?
I meant a sexual object because you just keep talking about my boobs. You keep talking about my boobs.
This is the first time I brought up your boobs. This is the first time I've brought up your boobs in this entire
podcast. But this is like the fourth time since we've gotten into this call that you've made some sense of sexual innuendo or trying to like...
I said the word
trying
sensual.
The
word sensual, and you interpreted that as sexual. Okay, that is on you.
Not everything is a sensual or sexual reference, Animac. I can't even have a conversation with
you. But everything can be.
Everything can be. Trust me, normally I'm that friend. But Animac is just like, he's a little too old to be making those jokes with me.
Good one.
Yeah, hilarious.
It's one of those things when somebody comes in, he's like, oh yeah, I'm basically your dad, and then starts talking about pimping me out for like ASMR because I don't like ASMR. But he's like, yeah, well, maybe we can get some simps. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Truck-chan, don't even get into your simping because, you know.
Well, we can talk about me simping. I own my simpage.
It's been quite something.
I own my simpage. It's fine. I'm a homosexual, and I simp for people. I simp for other VTubers. I simp for other, like, you know,
we're about
people.
To have an intervention for you.
An intervention?
The simp police.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I did want to say something. I don't watch that many VTubers, personally. Like, I pop in and out and stuff out of curiosity, and but I don't think I, like, watch, like, regularly a lot of VTubers. But, for example, if, like, Johnny Young Bosch became a VTuber, bro, I would absolutely watch him. Like, imagine him doing a Lelouch voice and shit. Like, cause, like, I'm not a big dub fan, as you guys know. So there's not many dub voice actors that I'll be like, seek them out just because I know them. But someone like Johnny Young Bosch, bro, like, just so iconic.
I love Johnny Young Bosch.
Yeah, but dubs are still very, very popular. So
they are.
So you can imagine why, like, these VTubers who do English dubs or voice actors are popular or are becoming more and more popular. Also, I wanted to say, like, about not having friends, you see all these VTubers collabing and sharing audience together. So, like, they're all trying to grow together. I do feel like there's some competition, 100%, and certain groups stick to certain groups. But for the most part, I feel like you guys don't view each other as competition. But from an outsider, I'm like, oh, they're like VTubers. You only have so many waifus.
It's the same thing with regular streamers, to be honest. Because, like, you know, even FleshTubers have collabs and stuff. It's very popular to do it. Like, and it's one of those things where it's really nice because, like, the thing is, I genuinely don't see it as a competition because, like, there's like one person that I'll specifically call out by name because I love them so much. Meow Moonified reached out to me and she was like, I want to promote you. I love you. I don't care if, like, my viewership goes down because we're collabing. Like, we are collabing. I love her to death. And it's, like, one of those things, like, she's somebody that I'll hang out with, like, on or off stream. It doesn't matter. And she's like, I just want to promote my friends. I think it's so incredible that, like, there are people that genuinely want friendship, not just collaboration. There are people that, you know, want to see it's, yes, she's very based bees. Oh God. I think it's just, I think it's a wonderful thing. There are, you know, obviously there are downsides. There is VTuber drama and stuff. Like, I mean, like, people talk about it nearly, like, Nux has, like, a weekly thing. Yeah. Where he talks about, like, the VTuber drama in the past week or whatnot, or the past, you know, however long. Like, there's usually something going down. But I think overall, like, my personal experience with the VTuber community has been very, very wholesome. I'm also preparing for a subathon coming up in the next few days. I think it's, like, oh God, we're really close. We're really close to how, like, it's, like, 10 days away or something like that.
Yeah.
8?
Nine. And so I, like, you know, started making a collab server and, you know, just started sending out invites to people that I either already interact with, like, on a regular basis, or people that I've interacted with but want to, you know, talk to more or have the opportunity to collaborate with them more. And I was shocked by the amount of people that actually, like, showed up. I was like, oh, I didn't expect you to actually, like, accept this, but welcome. And it's, you know, it's really, really cool and really chill. And, like, the amount of interactions that I've already had already from that server alone has been really wonderful. And it's been nice to just hang. Yeah, you did.
Hell yeah.
Rich says, you're in there. I'm really glad Chuck-chan doesn't use a voice mod. She does. She's actually just Gozen.
I don't. I'm just Gozen.
That's so funny. Oh, speaking of which, me and Gozen are going to be continuing Anime Version again on Monday. And we're covering Overly Cautious Hero.
Do you need a guest?
Yes. Would you like to come on?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love Overly Cautious Hero.
Dude, we've been watching it. We've been doing watch parties at like 2-3 in the morning.
Really?
And oh my God, I like this has been a couple times where I think it's the funniest anime I've ever watched.
I love that show so much. I'll rewatch it again. I think I already watched it like not even a month ago, but I'll rewatch it again.
Animac, have you watched it?
No, but I've so much stuff I need to watch, Briggs.
It's 12 episodes, dude. Just do it.
I have so much
stuff. Just watch it, bro.
Watch it, bro.
Just watch it.
So, you guys think Chainsaw Man is anime of the year?
Well, I haven't seen that many, to be fair. But I do really like it. I think I understand why, Briggs, you say that it's overrated because a lot of people who read the manga really overhype it. And
a lot of people hype it up.
Yeah, any anime that's just starting, except Death Note, you have to give it some time. Like, obviously, if it's bad right away, then who cares?
It's definitely not bad.
But yeah, no, but like, I think you have to give it some time to develop. But so far, I do really like it because I think that obviously Denji's an interesting protagonist. He with his whole wanting to touch boob stuff and being very simple minded. Like, I'm not saying that's the greatest protagonist ever, but I think it's unique. It's fresh. I also like, just the whole idea of the devils, just in the way they work and the way they function and their powers and how they integrate into society and the whole backstory with the gun devil. It's all very mysterious and interesting. And like the idea that you have to make contracts and give certain things up to get certain powers. I like that as well. And yeah, I think it has a lot of potential. Makima is a very interesting and creepy character.
It's also the whole like organization that they're all part of, like the public defense force or whatever it is. Like, it's very, very interesting. And like, I'm so curious to know more about like the organization that they're from. And it's very like, I like Aki's backstory with his experience with the gun devil and stuff. Like, that threw me for a loop.
There was a Makima being kind of like the boss of that force. And yet, on one hand, she seems very like friendly and nice with like Denji, but then she has like a really dark side to her. Like, we saw her like just like murdering people the other episode. Like, villains, obviously.
To use her ability,
villains,
to use her ability, it seems like she has to like sacrifice a life.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was like sacrificing convicts. And then in the latest episode, she like showed these gangsters like eyeballs of their family members. And she's like, I'll return these to them if you do what I say. I was just like, whoa, okay, this is not like a good natured cop type figure, right?
And here's the thing is like with Chainsaw Man, like none of these people are quote unquote good guys.
Yeah.
Like, and I, to be honest, I kind of like that aspect in a way because it's not like you're watching, a shonen anime where it's like you're trying to like, you know, you're trying to like root for the one good guy, you know, he's the hero.
It's My Hero Academia.
Not like it's My Hero Academia. It's a completely different, it's like it's a seinen anime. It's these are not good people. Like, there are some people that like they're like, you know, sure, they're out there, they're trying to live their life because like, you know, and like even with Denji, like he's very selfishly motivated. He's not really caring about the, you know, prime example. Him and Power are having a conversation, and she's like, I'll let you touch my boobs. That son of a bitch! Like, fucking murder him!
we know that it is a shonen. We're saying it's not a typical shonen, or as usual to other shonens. For example, Denji is very unique. He's different than fucking Tanjiro and, like, Midoriya.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he's not like...
There's it's, no not, fighting. It's not a typical shonen. Sorry. It's a shonen. Yeah, I misspoke there. My bad. Don't crucify me, chat. Fuck. But like, you know, it's one of those things where it's not that. Yeah, it is very morally complex, and there's other things where in there it's not like, and that's the thing where I feel like a lot of like you know, the Twitter elitists are being weird in the sense where it's like, oh, you drooled over Makima or you simped for this person. You know, you're a terrible person. It's like, no, we're not saying we agree with them, we just like their character.
Exactly.
It's the same thing about like how people say when they like villain, like they like certain villains, it's like, oh, you like this character, so therefore you agree with everything that they're doing morally. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I think they're a well-written character, and that is where that ends.
That is like such a 10-year-old perspective
mindset.
Like, I don't even think when I was 10 I had such simplistic perspectives. But
how can you like Endeavor? He's an asshole.
Yeah, dude, Endeavor is the best written character in MHA, period. That doesn't mean that he's the best person in MHA, but he is the best written character, most complex, correct, most interesting, most, you know, realistic in terms of like human beings are not all altruistic and perfect. And yeah, like when you guys mentioned this, I didn't really think about it that much. But now that I think about it, like there is no one in Chainsaw Man who is like a really altruistic good guy like a Deku or a Tanjiro, you know? Everyone has their own interests. Everyone has their own secrets. Everyone is, you know, doing something for their own sake rather than, oh, I just want to save everyone and be the greatest hero and shit like that, right?
Makima and Power are fucked up. Like, yeah, they do some fucked up shit. it's not like, it's one of those things where, yeah, people are barking over her and simping over them and, like, Yeah, but they do some fucked up shit. Even in the opening, like, one of the things that, you know, she does to Denji, like, I can't even, I don't want to get, it dips into spoiler territory, but she's not a nice person. Her and Denji are not very good. Yeah, barf kiss. Don't want to talk about that.
Oh, that was hilarious.
It was so funny, but also I don't like puke. I cannot do vomit.
I could see.
But I don't think anyone likes winning. That. Like, what do you mean? I don't like being puked into my mouth. No one likes that.
I just don't know. For me, someone does.
You just find somebody someone. Does.
That's somebody's fetish. Okay, but also, like, for me, that. I personally Jesus. Don't like.
Yeah, I also personally don't like to be puked in my mouth.
It's not just very, that. It's very for brave me. For take, me, witnessing. I'm a sympathy puker. All right. It's
the sympathy.
Nope. I'm a sympathy puker. I don't like that. Oh God.
I don't know. I feel like I'm enjoying Chainsaw Man, but it's not that good. Like, the world is interesting, and I'm intrigued by it. Like, the powers, the organizations, everything going on. But I guess I'm just such a character-driven person, and I just don't care. Like, if Denji died tomorrow, it's like, all right. If Makima died, I don't care. Like, I would be upset if Makima died because I know there's more to her character that I want to know. But I just, like, I guess I'm just so character-driven that, like, I guess they're just so normal, but they're not normal. I don't know what it is. Like, I actually just don't know what it is. Because technically, Denji's unique and different. There's good animation. There's good fight scenes. The world's intriguing.
Yeah. It does feel like a giant setup right now. It does feel like they're just trying to get you to understand the world a little bit, because in the next half of season one, if they go to 24, because I know technically quote unquote season one is ending, unless they're doing what they did with Spy Family and just splitting it up amongst the seasons.
It has to be a setup or something, because
because it's very story.
Yeah, the pacing is relatively slow. Mm-hmm. And not a lot is really has really happened the first, like, 8 episodes. I think I've watched 10 now, and the last 2, some shit went down. But for the first 8 episodes, I'm just sitting here, like, I don't really, like, love any of the characters, and not much has actually happened.
Have you seen the latest episodes, bro? But I'm intrigued. Because, like, they just had, like, a major...
Well, I've been streaming for a week, bro, so I'm not caught up. Don't spoil.
But you saw when a bunch of people got spoiling. Killed, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so that was crazy.
But maybe it's not that crazy, because I don't give a fuck about Himeno and Aki, and they're my, like, 2 favorite characters in the series right now.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm sorry.
Dude,
there
I love Aki. Aki's
there
easily
a character
one of my favorite.
Who just, like, lifts weights and
no,
does sports. You
the, it's not really about not the relative. It's not about the relatability or the self insert.
Isn't it?
There genuinely
isn't. It
for
Briggs? Let's look at Briggs' favorite.
No. That's you, buddy. That's all you. When you're talking about self inserts, that's the character that you look for.
Okay, then who do I self insert in Chainsaw Man?
Nobody.
Denji.
Yeah, Denji. I just want to put some tits, bro.
Everything's a sexual reference.
Everything's a sexual reference.
I don't know. I have a variety of favorite characters. Like, Nijima from Kenichi has nothing to do with... Like, I don't relate to him at all, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, like, but that's because
I don't
he's
know, like,
basically
something like,
Hux.
Yeah. I still know what it is. Like, even, like, for example, Jujutsu Kaisen, to prove your point, like, Toto is an insane character, but not just because he's a Chad. Like, his relationship with the protagonist... His name's Yuji, right?
It is because he's a Chad Briggs.
But Yuji's likable too. Gojo's a badass.
You can have likable characters that you don't necessarily relate to.
Like, I like Usopp.
Yeah.
I like Frankie.
And it all comes back to One Piece. Welcome to the Rant Cafe.
Welcome to the Rant Cafe.
Women and gentlemen.
Your favorite characters are still Chads, like Zoro.
I like Sanji more than Zoro. Sanji's a simp.
I was like, Sanji's his favorite. I was like, he's a Sanji.
I do like Zoro a lot. Zoro's like top 3, but.
But Sanji's number 1.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for me to figure out what connects me to characters in a cast, but it's pretty, like, I don't know. Like, when everyone watched Seven Deadly Sins, everyone loved Bon and Escanor, and there were so many likable characters in the series. What sets those series apart from something like Chainsaw Man, where I just don't... Like, I care less about the story when the characters are just, like, whatever.
It's very different because Seven Deadly Sins is an epic fantasy. Yeah. And it kind of... It's over the top, and it's, you know, there's a lot of...
But also just because the magic worlds are and different.
Stuff, whereas in Chainsaw Man, it's kind of like just modern day Tokyo or whatever, with some devils thrown in as part of that world. So it's a very different kind of vibe.
It's a different world setting, sure, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, I can still see the point that Briggs is trying to make. Even though the worlds are different, I don't think the worlds necessarily have to be operating the same in order for his point to be made. Clearly, anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things going for Chainsaw Man overall. I'm just trying to think. Like, I want to come, like, get to the bottom of, like, for even, like, Death Note, for example. Like, Light and L are just such interesting and, like, even though Light does terrible things, like, likable characters.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see their
they
journey.
Both
I
did
wanna,
terrible things.
I want to see what they're going to do next.
Yeah.
See, with Death Note, I can just self-insert as Light.
Ugh. Yeah, because you do think you're the god of a new world. Ugh.
The only problem cringe. With Light is...
Dies of cringe.
The only problem with Light is that he made mistakes.
Dies of cringe.
Oh my god. Truck-chan, now you're like, I hope now you know. You're like Nux, but less funny with your shots at Animac. At least
Animac, I really hope you know that on my punishment wheel.
After the
14th, hey, you know what? I didn't even run this by you. I didn't even run this by you, Animac. Hang on, I'm about to ruin your life. Give me a second. Give me a second, Animac. So I didn't even run this by you, but I hope you know that on my punishment wheel, I literally have a thing that's take dating advice from Animac.
Yeah, you mean self-improvement wheel?
It's a punishment wheel, buddy. It is a literal punishment. That's I have so to call bad. You and take either dating advice or use a pickup line, one of your cheesy ass fucking dad joke pickup lines on one of my friends.
Yes, that's actually a great one.
It's and a then, punishment, bro.
It's not really that's a so punishment. Funny. People are gonna love it. It's gonna be the most it's popular terrible. Part of your stream.
It's terrible.
Briggs, maybe Bocchi the Rock is the anime for you. I haven't seen it, but you know what's funny? That's been recommended to me multiple times. Have you guys seen it?
I have not.
Chat, what other good anime have come out this year? I've watched The Devil's a Part-Timer Season 2. I thought it was pretty good. Not, like, insane or anything. I want to watch Bleach. Have you guys watched anything else this year? I can't even remember.
Not a lot.
There's a few
things, yeah. Did Ranking of the Kings come out this year?
I believe so. Unless
I like Ranking of the Kings.
Was it Ranking of the Kings 2022? Or?
It might have been 2021.
Or was it 2021?
Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho. Yeah, season 3. Season 3.
Mob Psycho season
3 has been fucking amazing.
It's better than Chainsaw Man. Ranking of the Kings is better than Chainsaw Man.
I don't think Mob Psycho season 3 is better than Chainsaw Man.
I personally enjoyed it more, but...
I mean, I...
Uncle from Another World. I've been wanting to watch that one.
I do like Reagan a lot, but I mean, I don't...
Spy Family.
I don't think it's better than Chainsaw Man.
Kaguya-sama season 3. Oh, that came out this year. That was great. I loved Kaguya season 3. I was satisfied with the ending. It was wonderful.
I dropped Kaguya so long ago.
Me too, man. I don't understand the appeal.
I liked it a lot. See, chat, you got me on your side.
See, okay, I don't think Nox likes it either. So now, Truck-chan, we have
a
co-host who actually likes Kaguya-sama.
Oh my god, that's crazy. I might as well be excommunicated from the podcast.
Dude, no, it's fine. A lot of people like
I have a differing opinion.
A lot of people like Kaguya-sama. It's like really well ranked on Mal, and like people talk about how great it is all the time. But like I watched a few episodes and I was just like, okay, I get the concept. Mm-hmm. I don't care that much.
Right. I was talking. I know that it's not over. I just liked the ending of the season. It was very satisfying and it felt like there was closure there. So if they didn't want or couldn't continue, it at least ended with some closure.
I was gonna say the Cyberpunk Edgerunners came out this year.
Oh, that was sick. I loved it.
It was really good. I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think it's better than Arcane.
Arcane was significantly better than Edgerunners.
Yeah, and Arcane is the one that I think people overhype too much.
I think it was so well done.
Arcane just has better characters.
So well done.
I thought Arcane was
better
good,
characters
but not
and motivations
nearly as good as people
and...
say it is.
I don't know. I just think.
I think what happens.
I don't remember anyone's name. I don't remember anyone's name in the series.
You know what makes me
that's
sad?
So sad.
I was gonna say, you know what makes me sad about, like, just the way that people approach things in any way is like in terms of overhyping. like, sometimes somebody won't even overhype something. They'll just get excited or really passionate about a certain thing, and that immediately makes us be like, oh, it's not going to be that great. Like, I hate that approach. Like, no, let me get excited with you. Like, you're really passionate about it. You're really excited. You really want me to watch this thing. And so, like, I really hope I like it. But I feel like it negatively affects my
when something's so overhyped or compared to other shit, I go in thinking it's going to be great. And then when it's not, or when it's just good, I feel like I'm let down.
Yeah. And that's my problem, Truck-chan. It's not that I, like, want to on purpose not enjoy something because people are overhyping it. To me, it's like when people overhype it, I expect a lot. And then when I watch it and I'm just like, this is good, but I don't see why people are saying it's like the greatest thing ever. It's kind of a letdown. Even if it is good, it ends up being kind of a letdown.
Yeah, like for example, Made in Abyss, for me and Animac, we were told it was the best thing ever, and I feel like the ending of season one was very good, like the last like four episodes or whatever. But like the first eight were like, I don't see like really, like it was good, but like it's not like,
yeah, and it is, oh my god, show.
Top 10 anime of all time. Or Chainsaw Man manga, preface, this is talking about the manga. People were saying that the manga, like 2 years ago, was better than the One Piece manga, was better than the Attack on Titan manga. Remember that? You guys remember that shit?
I don't.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But then I'm watching these 10 episodes and I'm sitting here like, I'm trying to figure out, like, because there's a lot of good things about it. But I try to pinpoint what it is I'm disliking about a series or something. Because when I don't have it in me to, like, if I'm watching Chainsaw Man because I'm on Rank Cafe, there's a problem. If I'm watching Chainsaw Man because I feel like I need to watch it to be a part of the community, is a problem. Because honestly, if it was just me and my job is to go fucking do a business 9 to 5, I would have watched 5 episodes of Chainsaw Man and been like, all right, I'm going to go watch something else now. Because it was good, but nothing that like really interests me to keep on watching. Other than, oh, there's like some intrigue to the world.
Yeah.
And I can't even describe because there's really not that much wrong with the series. It's just not for me. Or maybe it's the overhypedness where I'm walking in, I'm just like, it's not that good.
Fastlane in the chat says, Kaguya is so much better than Made in Abyss. Yeah, they're basically the same anime, bro. Like, same concept, same genre. So, it's very close.
I need to find some more anime to watch. So we could do like maybe a anime of the year award show thing.
There's no way. I haven't seen nearly enough, too.
I feel like I haven't seen enough this year either. I watch a lot of like trash anime, or I rewatch Over the Cash Zero. Like, I have like a couple shows that I'll just rewatch because they're comfort shows.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, if you have classics you watch, stuff you rewatch, and then
stuff I rewatch.
If you're doing other things in life and not just watching anime, then yeah, watching a ton of seasonal, it just doesn't work.
It's hard. And it depends, because like it depends on what comes out in the season and what gets advertised to you as well.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I haven't watched a lot of
I watched a lot of trash anime this season that are just so bad, but I watched them.
I want to watch the Uncle one. I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that one either. You know what's so sad? I literally, if you ask me what isekais have you watched, I watched at least 5 or 6 this season, but I don't remember any of
them. Can't name them.
You
can't name them.
The Chinese war guy who comes into the present, right? Kong Ming or something.
Oh yeah. Your boy Kong Ming.
Your boy Kong Ming was a banger, though.
Funny. That shit's great. Dude, the opening is fire. The opening is fucking fire.
The opening is fire. I loved your boy Kong Ming. But you know what it was? Just likable characters. So anything that they're doing becomes 10 times more interesting.
Dude, Way of the House Husband. Fucking fire.
Oh, Stella Luna in the
absolute
chat.
Absolute banger.
What up, Stella?
What's up,
yo, Stella? Your boy Kong Ming for Anime of the Year.
Your boy Kong Ming.
I'm tweeting that shit out.
Do a video saying why Kong Ming is better than Chainsaw Man brings YouTube will get mad.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, that'll be...
You might as well.
That'll be like the Saitama versus Goku stuff.
Bro, he's gonna be getting comments. I'm already getting. Two years from now, you're still getting new comments on that video, aren't you?
Yeah, I literally am. I literally got one yesterday on a different video. It was a video about me talking about like a different anime, completely different. And the guy's like, "You have it was something like all your opinions have no meaning after Saitama versus Goku." Something like
wait,
that. Like,
wait. Content idea for you, Briggs.
What?
Read the comment section now. Read the comment section. No. Have a segment where you go through the comment section of that video.
Yeah, bro. Like, you should just make controversial hot takes on your YouTube and then react to them live on your Twitch and then, like, to the comments. And that's
just bait. I should just bait hard.
You are such. It's so funny. You are literally that meme where it's like when you make a hot take, and then put your phone on vibrate and shove it up your ass.
Wait, what?
It's a little. There was a Twitter meme going around for a while.
All about the chess
thing.
Where
it was like, no, not about the chess thing, but yes, that too. But there was something where like. It was just like this photo. I'll have to find it and send it to you later. But it was like when you put insert hot take here on Twitter, turn your phone on vibrate, and then like it's and then you would use it for something else.
Dude, oh, yeah.
Because well, basically yeah, it would say like, you know, a way to get your phone to
yo, this video has, oh my god, 46,000 comments.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I go there and I leave random comments to see if you'll reply.
That's so funny. You could go through a few of them. You could make it a series, bro. Wait, like, that's enough for a whole fucking series.
Make it make sense that... So someone commented 2 weeks ago, right? And the reason why this has 46,000 comments is a new person... The video's not even getting that many views. Someone commented 2 weeks ago. There is a thread of 14 replies of just kids arguing.
This is why that's you should, so yeah, fun. Like, you should just, like, make videos called the worst comment section on YouTube and then just, like, deep dive into
this
it and do it every few months.
Reading toxic power scaling comments, part one.
This video has more comments than people's entire YouTube career.
That's insane. They need grass to touch. Yeah, this video's, like, what, 2 years old?
More, I think.
3 years.
3 years. Dude. Holy crap, I've known you guys that long. Actually, yeah.
Someone just commented, this is so pointless because they both can't get their dad. What does that even mean?
Telling you, Briggs, you can make some content off of this shit. Put the best reactions in a YouTube video.
Yeah, for anyone who might not know, Briggs made a video like 3 years ago about Saitama versus Goku, who is stronger.
In the midst of the hype of that bullshit and power
people
scaling
just
like people
out
over
because of,
overly
didn't agree with his logic, not even that he said you know I think this person would win.
The whole video was Goku versus Saitama,
was
who
like,
is stronger.
He was looking at like his interpretation of their worlds and the narratives of their characters, and he just gave his opinion and people lost their fucking
the thumbnail was literally this is dumb, and the title is the pointless debate.
Like, yeah, he was saying that it's a pointless debate because they're completely different worlds with different power systems and
points and all that stuff.
If Saitama just one punches everyone, this is what I was trying to say for a while. Like, Saitama just one punches everyone. How do we know how strong Saitama is? But power scalers will say, well, in episode 14, he got dirty from an attack, and therefore he could take damage from the attack, and because of that, he is only multiverse level 1. And not level 2. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Briggs, to be fair, the voice you were doing there wasn't nearly obnoxious enough. You gotta
it's
go,
so funny,
you gotta go harder.
It's still funny.
No, it is people funny how people take power scaling seriously. The only thing that compares is shipping. How people take shipping seriously. Oh, my God.
Okay. Speaking of shipping, I know we talked about this already, but... I will say there's one problem that I've noticed in the VTuber community, and that's people like to ship a lot of real-life people. I mean, it happens in, like, a lot of other things, but, like, it's weird.
Yeah, that is weirder even
it's than... weird being, like, you know, shipping an anime, taking that seriously, but it's another thing when people, like, that's because, again, a lot of people associate VTubers with anime. They think it's okay to ship VTubers together. If people are doing it as, like, a, you know, as like a joke or whatnot or something like that, you know, people meme on it, sure. But when people actually take it seriously, and like I've actually come across this where somebody is like legitimately shit me with another person, it's so strange.
Like,
I'm
not
like,
even as
a
joke, but they're like,
no, like they're dead serious. And they're like, they would get upset. Yeah, it's like somebody would get a little bit upset that you know, I'm either not hanging out with this person or, you know, it depends on the VTubers. Obviously, people shipping you and Underhill, that's different. It's different,
It always blows my mind when viewers or people lose a following once they find out that they're not single. It's like, watching.
That's a problem.
I thought you were saying me and Underhill for a second, but you were talking to Stella in the chat.
I was talking to Stella.
Like, why are you shipping me and Underhill?
Depends on the boundaries of the VTubers. That's true. That is also very true.
We are bros,
but it's like,
though.
It's still
me
strange.
Me and Underhill are bros.
Dude,
yeah,
it's just
a
so
lot
fucked
of people
up, like,
ship Iron Mouse and Sea Dog pretty hard. Oh, yeah. He actually has like a whole thing about like, don't ship IRL people. That's weird.
Yeah, so it's, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with shipping if you're just doing it for fun as a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if I believe, for example, that Deku and Ochako are going to end up together in MHA. But
I think Deku and Bakugo are going to end up together.
Oh my God. Right. It's not that deep, right? Who cares? But the thing is, if I say that I believe that Ochako and Deku will end up, and I did on Twitter before, just to piss people off, I was like, I don't know, there was like a scene where Ochako and Deku are like, very close together or something, and as a joke I was like, oh, what are the Bakugo stands gonna do now, like the Bakugo Deku shippers gonna do now, and people got so mad, bro. Like, people got so mad, they were quote tweeting me, they were like posting my images of my videos saying how my videos were trash because they don't make any sense and they're too like speculative and stuff like that, and they were going into my comments on YouTube and all this shit.
Oh my
and
God.
Then well, no, but the best thing is then the Kirishima Bakugo shippers got involved because they got mad that the other guys were saying how Bakugo and Deku were gonna end up together, and then that got even worse between them.
Oh my
bro.
God,
that's so funny.
That's hilarious. I think the shipping community in anime is fucking hilarious. But, yeah, no, I don't know. It's just, for me, I find it kind of like a weird thing. It's like, can't people just be people or people just be friends without being shipped? But, like, again, it depends. You should see Mr. Underhill's TikToks. Oh, oh God.
Yeah, Mr. Underhill is a shipper. That is a sin that he commits, but... He doesn't actually get mad about it, so
it's different. I think like, you know, there's nothing wrong with quote unquote shipping, but
yeah,
if you're legitimately getting upset, it's like, all right, that's, you know, again, all things in moderation.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you saying I ship, I don't know, like,
oh, absolutely,
Toga and Deku, whatever, right? But if then someone actually gets mad that you dare ship them instead of Deku and Ochako or whatever, like, that is where the problem arises. It's like, bro, you're free to ship whoever you want, but to get mad. And then there was the Tokyo Ghoul thing, remember, when the two characters ended up together and people were mad because they wanted two other characters to end up together, and they actually like sent death threats to the author saying the author doesn't understand his own work and his own characters.
Taking things too far.
It's like, bro, like, dude, you can ship people, no one's gonna take that away from you, but how can you get mad that other people disagree with you, or that the author of the freaking story goes a different way?
Yep.
Just
happens.
Like, it's like people just are just lately. So bored and have nothing to do in their life, and their lives are clearly so easy and privileged that they have the time to spend on such pointless things.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hot take: I kind of ship Sea Dog and Iron Mouse.
Oh God! just don't break. Anyway.
I mean, they have such a cute friendship.
I love their friendship so much.
They have such a cute friendship, and like, obviously, I just feel like you could like say that or ship people, and as long as you're not like throwing it in their face and like upset if they start dating other people, I don't know. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I it's like one of those things where it's like, you're like, it, I feel like, you know, shipping can be a compliment in the sense it's like, I love watching your dynamic. You guys look like you could be together. But at the same time, we can also understand how some people might take that too far. And the reason they have to have those boundaries is because they've experienced people taking that too far.
Yeah, and
it could potentially
people...
threaten, you know, like, it could, you know, potentially be like a little bit of like, you know, a very, very uncomfortable situation regarding people, you know, if they ever got involved with other people.
Yeah. And people who are streaming together, that doesn't mean that they would actually be in a relationship and
relationship.
Vice versa. Like, people in a relationship may not be good streaming together. Like, you know, it's a
different, and like, you're only
dynamic.
Seeing, yeah, you're only seeing what, like, a percent
100%. It's not saying that it would work out. Most relationships don't work out. Like,
right.
You could
But it's also like, yeah, it's like you're seeing 1% of like their, you're seeing them on camera and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all we see. We don't see how, what they are like behind the scenes. You know, they're that's making true. Content together. Of course they're going to try and be funny together and all of that stuff. And granted, it might come naturally because that, and like that's why they do so much stuff together, because it does come naturally. But that doesn't mean that like that's the entirety of their friendship.
100%. Also, you got to realize like we're personas online. We're playing characters. Even if I'm having the worst fucking day of my life, if I have a rank FA stream, I still come on here and have a conversation and pretend like I'm having a good day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, bro, I'm so
pissed off. It's
low-key
hard to not ship.
Yeah, Briggs isn't going to come in and be like, bro, I'm so pissed off. I went to my local deli and they didn't have the exact salami I wanted and I was so mad. Like, he's not going to do that. He's just going to pretend like everything's okay.
Like, at the end of the day, like, there's a lot of fake shit that happens on camera. Like, I'm fake nice. You have to be... Like, I'm fake mean to Anime Recon. I like Anime Recon. But on Rank FA, once you turn on the camera, I start roasting him because I feel like that's what the viewers appreciate.
Like,
that's,
in some ways, funny. I like Anime Recon, but it's more complicated than that because sometimes he does genuinely grind my
head. Yeah, no. At the end of the day, there's some genuine roasting happening because his takes are terrible and he could definitely be annoying
Mans at puts
times.
Ketchup on spaghetti!
Yeah, at the end of the day, but at the
it's
end of the,
I'm
sure, even some of his food takes are exaggerated because
absolutely,
you do it for the online thing, and it's the same thing. Like even if you don't know someone or you're having a bad day, you put on a fake like smile, fake like you be nice just because you don't want to be an asshole, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So don't always you're only seeing 1%.
Yeah, there are people that literally have beef. Like, dude, my beef with Evan, all fake. I mean, sorry, all real. Exactly. Evan and I have beef 24/7. Every time we are in the same room, we want to fight each other.
Evan deserves it, I think.
I mean, to be fair, the man, like, walked up to me at a host club and, like, tried to, like, I was a hot dog, you know, because, you know, glizzy. It was very on brand for me to be a glizzy. But, like, man came, like, and he's, like, immediately started about trying to stroke my sausage, and I was very uncomfortable, and I ran away from him.
I just got a comment on my Saitama video. Let's see.
No.
6 minutes ago. Saitama would beat Goku, but they couldn't beat Ash. Bro literally is 10 years old I don't even know what he's saying. He's been 10 years old still. And it's been, what, over 20 years? What does that even mean?
It means that Ash is clearly the superior protagonist.
Immortal being.
Yeah.
He's immortal being.
Ash is
unable to take damage.
Ash is a vampire. Fastlane said, I ship Animac with a ship, the Going Merry. How dare you? That makes me feel very uncomfortable because I am a Thousand Sunny man.
It's so funny, bro.
Bro, I finally watched Film Red. And it was okay. It wasn't great. But Shanks was good in it for the 5 minutes he was in it. And the Thousand...
He's the main character, remember?
The Thousand Sunny having like a chibi form was probably the best part of the whole thing.
I don't know. I think there was some hype moments in the One Piece movie. And
the music was
fire.
Who was fire?
The music
yeah,
was fire.
Yeah. Yeah, see, if they're going to do like a musical, it makes sense the way they did it with Uta having like a devil fruit that literally depends on music, rather than just breaking out into song and dance randomly, which a lot of musicals do, and I don't like that. So I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
Shanks has the red hair. That's right. That's right, Super XY.
Bro,
but for the most
Shanks
part,
has the
like,
red hair.
You guys,
easily
like,
the best.
You
main
guys are
character.
Like gaslighting me because I know for a fact that the promo for Film Red, it was like the words Film Red and then Shanks' fucking face there.
That doesn't mean that he's the main character. It's One Piece.
But you would think that it revolves around him if it's freaking One Piece, Film Red, and Shanks' face as the main promo material.
I mean, the story itself, the red-haired pirates played a large role, and Uta is his daughter, you know?
Yeah.
But Luffy's still the main character.
Luffy's still the main character, bro.
I did like that Zoro was in character there, because I was like, bro, how the fuck are they gonna explain Zoro going to this stupid concert? Like, you know, he wouldn't give a fuck. And the whole time he's just like, man, I don't give a shit about this. And then and then when the fighting starts, it's like, finally something interesting.
Udo was way more prominent in the marketing.
Like, was the One Piece movie really the story? Was it anything spectacular? No. The actual villain in the end, nothing special. But because you love the boys, something small, like Zoro not giving a fuck about the concert, but then being like, oh, fighting's going down? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm here.
You remember that small little detail, and it makes you fucking care. Like, it makes you care because the characters are amazing.
One Piece is a fucking goat. One Piece is the goat.
Lalaka, what's up? Thanks for the sub. Love you. But yeah, I think that's a podcast right there.
I feel like that does wrap up the podcast. We brought it full circle back to One Piece's Zoran Cafe episode, yeah. Man.
I just want to say I am kind of sick of Oda blue balling us on the Shanks. And Luffy reunion. Especially now that Luffy's a freaking, you know, as high as you can go. So that bit does annoy me at this point. Because it's been 25 years, bro. Like, it's not like it's been 1 year or, you know, a couple chapters and I'm, like, being anxious about it. And I'm, like, you know, demanding too much. Like, it's time.
When
in
Raph
Wano,
accidentally...
it was time to happen. And the fact that it didn't is negative.
Is Wano your first... arc reading weekly?
Yes.
Yeah. So sorry. Now you're starting to feel our pain for like the last 500 chapters. Because things that are teased, you feel like you deserve it and it's like it's time.
And then it does.
But when you're reading it, like binging it, it's like it doesn't feel that way. Like it feels like it flows nicely and things are happening at appropriate times.
Because there's no breaks in between.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, just logically speaking, Luffy being a Yonko and Shanks having the chance to literally now meet him and not doing it, like, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I haven't read One Piece in a little while. I need to catch up.
Well, you haven't read that part in Wano? The end of Wano?
I have. I just have a bad memory as well. I'm trying to, like, I remember I had a reason where I'm like, it made sense for them not to meet yet, but I don't remember what it was. Do you guys want to do a One Piece version next week?
We should do it, yeah, because obviously I'm all caught up and we haven't done it in a while. So, yeah, we definitely should. And I mean, we could also talk about Film Red, I guess.
Sure. I'm down. Trekshan, are you a manga reader as well?
I'm not fully caught up, so probably wouldn't. Probably not best to have me on there.
Okay. Maybe we'll get Gozen then.
Nah. I was like, you're probably if you guys are just doing Film Red, but like if you guys are catching up on the manga and stuff, I probably wouldn't be able to contribute much to the conversation.
True.
No, we're not gonna.
I've been pretty busy, and it makes me sad because I do want to keep reading One Piece.
Start reading.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's wrap it up, boys.
Okay. Hell yeah!
Thank you guys for joining us for this episode. We talked about a bunch of different stuff, from VTubing to anime voice actors to Film Red. So you know. Classic rank of face stuff.
Shanks is the main character.
Is the main character of our hearts. And we're going to be back again. Are we doing it next week or because of holidays we're not? What are we doing, guys?
What is the date next week?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the 29th. Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll probably still be streaming.
All right, cool. Yeah, so I'll...
yeah, I'll be here. We'll still be here next week.
I'll be down. Briggs is doing a subathon right now if you want to check him out. Briggs ADA with 2 G's on Twitch, probably live right now. And Truckchan will be doing the same thing on January 1st. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's support the boys.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Truckchan, do you want to do the outro?
Thank you guys for joining us to the Rant Cafe, and until next time, see ya, Space Cowboys.
Bang! Welcome to the ouch, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the ouch, motherfuckers.